Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
It's our travel unit today as we begin the merry month of December.
Yeah.
And we're talking about traveling now because maybe you know that your winter vacation is coming up soon and you haven't decided where you want to go for your holiday or for your vacation. So we're going to suggest today that you go check out some canyons, especially in the American state of Arizona.
That happens to me where I'm from. I grew up in the Phoenix area in Arizona, and the Grand Canyon is in my state. So we're going to be talking about some pretty scenery that can be found in the state of Arizona. But first, we're going to read through today's article. So let's get going. Sunlight scatters across the curves of colored rock, illuminating the bright striations stretching across the uniquely formed cliffs on either side of you. From the dry riverbed, you look up in wonder at the rock formations rising into the sky. You're exploring a canyon in Arizona, U.S., one of the best places to see these majestic natural wonders. Canyons, which consist of two steep cliffs separated by a low valley, can take thousands of years to form and are created through erosion. This process commonly starts with water as it flows from a peak toward a lower altitude, bringing sediment with it. Wind can also wear down rock over time, and the glaciers that used to exist over riverbeds have played a role too. Their ice, which would melt and then refreeze during the various seasons, was responsible for carving out many of these rock formations millions of years ago. Perhaps the most famous of these landmarks is the Grand Canyon. Its layered bands of red rock ornament the cliff's jutting walls, which tower 1.6 kilometers over its valley and are more than 445 kilometers long. The wild Colorado River runs through the valley center, completing the breathtaking scene. Visitors to the area should be sure to stop at Lipan Point, an observation site which offers an almost 360-degree view of the stunning landscape below. Antelope Canyon is another must-see spot. This beautiful site was named after the graceful antelope that dot its landscape during the winter. Not only does the area include two separate sections of canyon, nicknamed the Crack and the Corkscrew in reference to each place's unique shape, but it also features Lake Powell, a serene reservoir on the Colorado River. For these reasons and more, it's easy to see why Arizona should top your list of future travel destinations.
Okay, now, as we mentioned earlier, we're going to Arizona in today's program. I suppose you'd have to change planes in Los Angeles or San Francisco and get a connection to Phoenix by the time I get to Phoenix. Phoenix, of course, is the largest city in Arizona. Mm-hmm. And my feeling is that most of these canyons are kind of up north in the state. I'm not Arizona, but I do know that most of the national parks and stuff are up north there. Down south, you got all the saguaro cactus and stuff like that, the desert and stuff like that. So it's definitely a place worth checking out. And today we're talking about the awe-inspiring canyons. Awe just means great respect for something. You look at something, you go, wow, that is awesome. That is so cool. It takes your breath away. And if something inspires you, it kind of gives you ideas about wonderful things. So these are canyons that are awe-inspiring. They take your breath away when you check them out.
Yeah, they're really beautiful. It's a huge canyon, so it's kind of exciting to step on the edge and then look down and see what's going on down below in the valley. Of course, everybody wants to do the echo test, right?
Yeah.
You stand in the canyon and you say something and it echoes back to you many times. It's kind of cool. So sunlight scatters across the curves of colored rock. The rock in the Grand Canyon is just a mixture of lots of different colors, which makes it quite beautiful. Now, if something's curved, or you're talking about a curve, it's a line that isn't straight, it's bending, right? So you've got curves of colored rock, and the sunlight is illuminating the bright striations stretching across the uniquely formed cliffs on either side of you because we've got that big valley in the middle, right?
Mm.
So if you are illuminating something, you're making something brighter. We usually talk about it in terms of not being literal. Literal would be, oh, light is illuminating your path. But you can also have someone talk to you or tell you a story or teach you something, and it can illuminate your mind. You understand things better after someone's talked to you. We use it that way, too. And striations, wow, we don't see this word very often. Striations look like streaks or lines or patterns in wood or rock. And if you take a look at the pictures of the Grand Canyon, you'll see that it looks like there are lines, colored lines going through parts of the rock. It's beautiful.
And they could have come about by rock formation or glaciation and stuff like that. I'm sure you've got lots of geological formations here in Taiwan where you can see striations. So yes, indeed, you've got that light there and they were kind of lit up by the light there. You can see these bright striations, the curves of the colored rock. They're stretching across the uniquely formed cliffs on either side of you. And so uniquely here's the adverb. It just describes the verb action here of the cliffs, how they were formed through geological processes. So they're uniquely formed. You probably won't see cliffs like this anywhere else on the planet. And they're on both sides of you because this is a canyon, which is similar to a gorge. Mm-hmm. I guess in the U.S. we use the word canyon more often, whereas in other parts of the world they use gorge. But they're basically the same thing.
Yeah, so think of your own Taroko Gorge, Tailuga. It's similar. It's got the water in the middle and two cliffs on either side. It's pretty stunning when you see any sort of gorge or canyon. Now, in the next sentence, it talks about a riverbed. A riverbed is just the bottom of the river. So from the dry riverbed, and sometimes the rivers can dry up, and you can see the bottom of the river, you can look up in wonder at the rock formations rising into the sky. So if you've got rock formations, we're talking about the shapes, the different shapes of the rock. We call them formations. We actually use formation. If you have cheerleaders in your school, sometimes they will do these different cheerleader formations. Some of the girls will stand on the shoulders of other girls. Those are formations. So any sort of shape can be a formation.
Rock formations,
yep.
Cloud formations,
yeah.
Stuff like that. So yes, indeed, you're looking up in wonder at these awe-inspiring rock formations rising into the sky. Well, where the heck are you? Well, you're exploring a canyon in Arizona, U.S., one of the best places to see these majestic natural wonders. Of course, there are canyons all over the world, but Arizona seems to be blessed with quite a few of them in one place.
Yeah, really. So we're describing these canyons as being majestic natural wonders. Majestic is an adjective we use when something is really inspiring, and it almost seems like royalty, majestic. So let's go down to the next paragraph, guys. Canyons, which consist or made up of two steep cliffs separated by a low valley. That's where the river runs through, is the valley. Can take thousands of years to form and are created through erosion. First of all, let's take a look at our vocabulary word steep. That just means something that rises up very sharply. It's kind of hard if you have to jog up a steep mountain, or if you're hiking and you suddenly have a steep mountain in front of you. It's not as easy to go up because it's really just going from low to high very quickly. If you're skiing, some people who are really great skiers want those steep mountains so they can go down faster. I don't like those too much. I like a flatter slope. Well, these are steep cliffs with the river in the middle, and that is all formed by erosion. With water going through the canyon, it erodes the rock on either side. It takes away the rock as time goes on.
That's erosion, and erode is the verb, so this happens over thousands of years, and they are created through through erosion. I suppose that's how Taroko Gorge was formed, through thousands of years of erosion. That's the noun form. To erode is the verb. This process commonly starts with water as it flows from a peak toward a lower altitude, bringing sediment with it. Okay, so this is the process of erosion. So you've got water above at a peak at the top of a mountain or something, and over thousands of years, that water just kind of flows over the land and gradually goes down and gradually carves out a canyon as the water flows from a peak toward a lower altitude. Altitude just refers to how high you are above sea level. Hey, that mountain is 14,000 meters above sea level. In altitude.
Right, how high it is, bringing sediment with it. Sediment is kind of the dirt, the sand that we see at the bottom of rivers or even a lake. That's sediment. Wind can also wear down rock over time. If you wear something down, over time something gets, more and more damaged or is out of shape. You can wear yourself out, wear yourself down by maybe exercising or working too much. Here, the rock has been worn down over time because of the wind. The wind has a lot of power as well as the water. So it's amazing what nature can create over time if you have wind and water. So they've got the glaciers that used to exist over riverbeds. They played a role too in how this canyon was formed.
Indeed, and their ice, which would melt and then refreeze during the various seasons, was responsible for carving out many of these rock formations millions of years ago. Glaciers, of course, existed on the Earth back in the Ice Age, and those are big ice rivers, as you call them in Chinese. We don't say that in English. I just said that to help you understand the word. But these are glaciers, and they just kind of move over the land, and here it's kind of suggesting that they melt and refreeze. That also is responsible for the formation of these canyons, at least according to this article here. So if something melts, it turns from ice to water, and then it freezes again or refreezes during various seasons. I would assume that would be during the winter when it refreezes.
Right.
And, of course, carving out just means it kind of gradually removes sediment, rocks, dirt, etc. over time, and then you get these really beautiful rock formations.
Kind of cool, huh? Well, that's the process. Before we continue on, though, we're going to take a few minutes and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们首先来看到今天有第一个空格的句子，它写着 Your blank one, a canyon in Arizona, U.S. One of the best places to see these majestic natural wonders. 前面的场景呢，描述了在这个亚利桑那州的峡谷当中，然后站在这样的角度呢，看着这些美景。那么这个地方呢，是最棒的一个地点之一。来目睹这些壮丽的自然奇景，我们来看第一个空格的 A 选项 imitating 模仿 B confining 限制 C exploring 探索 D declaring 宣告宣布搭配文艺呢站在这个地点探索着整个美景所以第一题的标准答案我们就选择 C exploring接着来看到第二个空格在这里说明的是峡谷是如何产生的。第二个空格的句子写着 Wind can also wear down rock over time, and the glaciers that blank too over riverbeds have played a role too.在这里提到呢首先是这个 wind 风呢会磨蚀它的岩石在这里使用的动词片语是 wear down 就是有磨蚀的意思另外呢 glaciers 就是指的是冰河冰河怎么样它也扮了一个重要的角色我们来看一下第二题的选项用 used to 来考考同学在英文的文法里面如果 used to 后面呢用来加上原形动词就代表是过去怎么样的一个事实而冰河呢在过去呢曾经存在于河床上它也造成了这样子的峡谷的作用第二题要考同学们的文法句意所以答案选择 A used to exist 而其他的选项像是如果是 B 选项的 be used to 加上原形动词，要解释成为被用来做什么事。See, used to 加上 ving 是没有这样子的用法的。D 选项 be used to 后面再加上 ving 则是指习惯于什么意思。接着来看到第三个空格 Their eyes, which would melt and then refreeze during the various seasons, was blank 3, carving out many of these rock formations millions of years ago. 在这里提到呢，这些啊会在不同季节期间融化，然后又重新结冻的冰，在这里呢，同学可以从 which 开始刮，刮到seasons 来补充说明这些冰呢它会怎么样 was 怎么样然后 carving out 也就是造就成了这些岩层我们来看一下第三题的 A 选项 pleased with 满意于怎么样的表现 B accustomed to 习惯于 C dependent on 依赖 D responsible for 是什么的原因正因为这些冰呢它融化又重新结冻也就是造就了现在岩层的这样子的原因所以搭配文意第三题的标准答案选择 D responsible for
We're going to take a quick break Stay tuned, we'll be right backWelcome back, guys. We're talking about some beautiful canyons in the state of Arizona, which is in the southwestern part of the United States. Below us is Mexico. To the side of us, you've got California, New Mexico, you've got Utah above us. Actually, there's a place in that area of the United States called the Four Corners, which you can put a foot and a hand and a foot, you know, use your two arms and your two feet, and you can be in four states at the same time. So it's kind of a fun place. Anyway, we're talking about the Great Grand Canyon, or just canyons in general. Tom mentioned that you guys have a gorge here, Taroko Gorge, which is a different word, but essentially the same sort of thing where you've got two steep cliffs and you have a river running through it and wind and water eroded that rock over time.
Right. And we're talking about this being a landmark, the Grand Canyon. It's a kind of a feature of the landscape that you can recognize and it kind of helps identify the area. The Grand Canyon is a landmark in the state of Arizona. Delicate Arch in Utah is kind of a landmark there. It's kind of a symbol of the state of Utah. You can probably think of some landmarks here in Taiwan. They could also be artificial, like a building or something.
101.
Exactly. Yeah. That's a big landmark here in Taipei, of course.And so we're talking about Grand Canyon being a landmark, or the Grand Canyon. Its layered bands of red rock ornament the cliff's jutting walls, which tower 1.6 kilometers over its valley and are more than 445 kilometers long. So this sentence is quite long, but in any case, we're talking about layered bands. Okay, a layer is just when something is on top of something else and you can kind of tell the difference between the two.
Yeah.
You might put several layers of paint or several coats of paint on your house, for example. But these are layered, so as you look at the rock walls, you can see, oh, there's like a red color, and then above that is like a layer of orange,then a layer of yellow, etc. And these are bands, which are like long streaks of color in the canyon walls, okay? It kind of looks like a long, thick line.
That's what it looks like. It's kind of, it's amazing. It looks like someone painted the rocks. It's so beautiful. Here we're using ornament not like a noun, but as a verb. Typically, we use ornament as a noun. For example, at Christmas, we have Christmas trees and we put all those decorations on the tree. Those little balls, the lights, those are ornaments. I know that we decorate here in Taiwan as well for special holidays. Now, if you've got a cliff's jutting walls, if something's jutting, it's sticking out.So he's got these walls that are kind of sticking out, too. And jutting gives you the idea that it's not smooth. It's kind of, you know, broken off and...
kind of rocky, sort
rocky,
of.
Rocky, craggy, I was going to say.
Uneven.
Uneven is a good word. So you've got the jutting cliffs, and these cliffs are really high. They tower 1.6 kilometers over the valley. It's funny, when I saw 1.6 kilometers, I immediately in my mind said, oh, that's a mile. Because when I work out, I'm calculating 1.6, 3.2. I want to see how many miles I go. Here we're using metrics because that's what you use in Taiwan. But it would be a mile over the valley in the States, and these walls are more than 445 kilometers long, which is amazing.
I was also going to say jutting does mean that something is kind of sticking out further than the edge of something. Mm. So it could be rough and rugged, but also sticking out quite a ways. So these are really tall cliff walls, and also they are very long along the Colorado River, I believe, which is in the next sentence here. It says the wild Colorado River runs through the valley's center, completing the breathtaking scene. So yes, we've got the Colorado River. It goes through the Grand Canyon and it flows through the floor of the valley there. It runs through the center of the valley, and that, of course, completes the breathtaking scene. Of course, the walls are breathtaking to begin with, but when you have a river kind of flowing through there like a ribbon, it looks just so wonderful. You've got to get your camera out.
The Colorado River is fun. A lot of us who've grown up in that area go tubing, which means you take an inner tube from a tire and you can float on top of the water in it, and you go down the Colorado River. Sometimes we go rafting, but it can get kind of fast. You have to have some adults with you who know what they're doing, but that's a lot of fun to go up there. So the Colorado River is running through the valley center, and this just completes this beautiful scene that's in front of you. Now, visitors to the area should be sure to stop at Lipan Point. This is an observation site. It's a place where you can get out of your car, stop if you're hiking, stop for a while, and just look out at a lot of scenic points around the world, not just in the U.S. They'll have observation sites, and they'll tell you a little bit about the area, usually on a wooden sign that's posted. And it's one of the best places to get a 360-degree view of the stunning landscape, which means you can turn all the way around and see everything in front and behind you and to the sides.
And a lot of tall buildings will have an observation deck or an observation floor.
True.
Like Taipei 101 has one as well. There used to be one down in the Mitsukoshi Tower down there by Taipei train station. I've been to both of those. I preferred the one down by the train station.
Really?
Because it's in an older part of town. You can see the rivers and the presidential palace. I thought that was a better view than the one offered by 101 in a more new part of the city.
Yeah.
You know, that's not so exciting to me. But in any case, this is an observation site, or a point that you can see the entire 360-degree view of the Grand Canyon. I think my sister probably knows about that. She took her sons down there many times to go hiking when they were Boy Scouts. But in any case, let's talk about another canyon called Antelope Canyon. Mm. It's another must-see spot. An antelope is kind of like a deer.
Sure, that's how I describe it, a deer. It's got, they're not horns, what are they? Antlers.
Antlers, yeah. It's in that song, Oh Give Me a Home, where the buffalo roam and the deer and the antelope play.
Yeah, so antelope, and they have antlers on their heads. Those are those, what they look like, horns. Mm. This is a must-see spot, which means it's so great, you can't miss it, you gotta go. This is a beautiful sight, and it was named after the graceful antelope. They're a really graceful animal when they move. They kind of look like dancers. So if you're graceful, or someone says you're graceful, take that as a compliment. That's kind of a nice thing to hear about yourself. People who aren't graceful probably, you know, trip over their feet, or, you know, it's not fun to watch them walk or move. But dancers, as we all know, are very graceful. Now, notice here we've got antelope without an S on it. Antelope is one of those words like deer that when you talk about plural form, you don't want to add an S. Antelope. Although I've heard antelopes before, I don't think people are as sure about what the plural form for that word is as they are with deer, which we know you don't put an S on.
I think it's acceptable to add an S now, although when I grew grew up, it wasn't. So maybe things change over time. Antelope, deer, moose, kind of the same rule.
Well, even with artwork, when I was growing up, you could not put an S on. Mm. I think that we're becoming more casual with grammar these days.
Things change, exactly. So yes, the antelope dot the landscape. You can see one or two here and there during the winter. And not only does the area include two separate sections of canyon, nicknamed the Crack and the Corkscrew. A crack, we know what that is. You can see a crack in a sidewalk or something like that. A corkscrew, of course, is something that you use to remove a cork from a wine bottle.
Or if you have very curly curls, which I do, I have corkscrew curls. In reference to each place's unique shape, in reference to just means they have those names because they look like that. Now, it also features Lake Powell, a very great lake to go to. It is fresh water. It's not salt water. And a lot of kids go there and with their families, and you go skiing and boating. Loved it. A serene reservoir. Serene means very peaceful, very quiet. That's where you want to go if you want some fun. Although there are a lot of people laughing and talking in that area. A reservoir is an area of water that has been collected there because of a dam. They're holding it there for use later. And that's on the Colorado River. For these reasons and more, people, it's easy to see why Arizona should top your list of future travel destinations. If you go a little bit south from the Grand Canyon and it's wintertime, you're going to run into some ski resorts, and that's fun too. So Arizona is a great place to go.
And go northwest to Las Vegas if you want to see some shows and do some gambling. It's kind of in the vicinity there.
True.
But in any case, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. Let's hear now from our Chinese teacher.
接着我们来看到第四个空格，前面的句子提到呢，你可以在这个观景台叫做立帕观景台，后面补充说明 An observation site which offers an almost 360 degrees view of the blank four landscape below。 在这个观景台呢，你就提供了一个怎么样的风景，然后呢可以接近360度的全景在这里看到它这样子的风景，形容一下这里的风景吧。第四题 A. frantic 狂乱的 B. stunning 惊艳的 C. miserable 悲惨的 D. portable 手提的，来形容美景，当然指这里的美景非常的令人惊艳，搭配文意。第四题的 B 选项是正确答案，我们就选择 stunning。接着第五个空格 This beautiful site was named blank five the graceful antelope 那么在这里看到的叫做羚羊峡谷为什么取名叫羚羊呢是因为呢在这里在冬季的时候会看到很多的优雅羚羊正是因为这样子而来命名的我们要考考同学 be named 怎么样来搭配名词第五题我们选择 C 选项 after be named after 就是指以什么来命名的意思正是因为这里有很多的羚羊所以就用它来命名咯第五题的标准答案就选择 C 选项 after第六个空格同学看到这个句子一刚开始用 not only 否定的副词放在句首后面的句子要倒装这个句子很长同学要抓出主要的句型结构 not only but also 不仅这个地区呢包括了后面这两个地方后面还提到了它有一个非常有特色的水库我们先处理前半句 not only 后面加上倒装句型所以标准答案就选择 D 选项 does the area include 这个区域包含了后面的这两个峡谷那么第六题的标准答案就选择 D 选项第七题我们直接来看后半句 It's easy to see why Arizona should top your list of future travel blank seven 那你看到了这些的介绍很容易可以看得出来为什么亚利桑那州可以呢当做你未来旅行的什么首选第七题 A 选项 destinations 目的地 B inspections 检视 C reservations 预定 D, indications, 指示，当作你下一次的旅游目的地。所以正确答案第七题就选择 A, destination. OK, 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
Thanks for joining us, guys. We hope you learned a little bit more about a fun place you could go see on your travels. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.